This is Spinning On Air. I'm David Garland here in the WNYC studio with a band that produces beautiful, colorful shades of texture and emotion in their music. However, the band is named Dark, Dark, Dark. Let's hear from them their first song, Daydreaming. Daydreaming, performed here in the WNYC studio by Dark, Dark, Dark. They're a five-piece band, some of whom live in New York, some of whom live in Minneapolis. Does one of you live in New Orleans as well? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for convening here in the WNYC studio. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
The band is Nona Marie Envy playing the piano there and singing, though she'll be playing accordion later. Just now playing accordion was Walt McClements. Marshall LeCount is playing banjo, but an electric banjo, which therefore sometimes doesn't sound much like a banjo at all.
No.
Todd Chandler is playing bass and Brett Bullion playing drums. An interesting song, Daydreaming, with the reference to, oh, the unspeakable things, and makes me wonder, is that unspeakable as in the things you mustn't say or the things you just can't say?
Maybe more the things that you couldn't possibly say.
Yeah. Your songs seem to often refer to landscapes in one way or another, as that one did.
Yeah, we travel most of the year touring and visiting friends all over the country and, I guess, internationally. But we find a lot of inspiration from our travels. And I especially I feel like I'm always longing for something else, which often means a faraway place.
Uh-huh.
The faraway place of my dreams.
Well, as a musician, you get to keep going to various faraway places. Maybe you'll find the right one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the songs can be used for speaking the unspeakable things, I think. Do they serve that purpose for you?
Hopefully, yes. That's why I'm hooked on playing them so often. How about you, Nona?
Yeah, I think that for me it's easier to express my emotions through music. I don't always even realize that I have those emotions until I find that I'm writing about it in a song, or I just gain insight from the lyrics that I find myself writing. And then it's sort of an epiphany moment.
Mm, so the lyrics come first and the understanding comes later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Let's hear another song from Dark, Dark, Dark. This one, again, referring to dreams, as the first one did. This is called In Your Dreams.
One, two, three. Kiss your face. Turn your cheek. Lay your head down, lay your head down. Lay your head down, lay your head down. Don't say nothing.
want to go where no one is lonely and rose water drips from my mouth like honey. Oh,
In Your Dreams, performed by Dark, Dark, Dark here in the WNYC studio. Dark, Dark, Dark released their first album just a couple years ago, 2008, I believe.
Yep.
What was the title of that album?
The Snow Magic.
The Snow Magic?
That's right.
Okay. There was an EP just a little while ago, Bright, Bright, Bright.
Correct.
And now Wild Go is the new album released. So a flurry of activity, I would say, in
it
just the
been,
last
yes.
couple of years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did the band come together?
Oh, 2006. We were making CDRs with each other and recording on dictaphones.
That's Marshall LeCount. You were making CDRs for each other or with each other?
With each other as Dark, Dark, Dark. We originally went on the road from Minneapolis to New Orleans. A slightly different lineup, but meeting all these same people along the way, essentially.
And how do the songs come together? Are they co-written? Does an individual bring a song to the group? How's that process work?
It goes both ways. On Wild Go, Nona has primarily brought all the songs to the group. And it's nice to have a Nona focus on this project.
Did you have a more collaborative role earlier, Nona? You came to the fore for this one?
In the Snow Magic, Marshall and I wrote, it was more half and half, I think, the songs on the record. And still one of us writing basically a complete song and then bringing it to the rest of the band to write our parts. And a few times we've collaborated on songs. Usually I can write the music and then I get stuck on the words, so Marsha will come in. Pinch hitter, author.
Freelance author.
Yeah. The song Wild Go on our latest record is like that, where I wrote the music and he wrote the words.
And that must be fun to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
As opposed to doing it alone, but to have all those options of how the song might come together. And the arrangements are worked out by one and all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
We have a cellist who's not here who has a keen ear for arrangements.
So he's still part of the band, just doesn't happen to be here today.
Yep.
I see. All right. Dark, Dark, Dark is with us here on Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. Edward Haber is our engineer. Something for Myself is the name of the next song that the band is going to play. And who's the principal writer on this one?
I wrote it.
All right. But you're moving from the accordion, which was your previous perch, over to the piano. So Nona's playing the piano as well as singing. And Walt McClements returns to the accordion. And the rest of the band stays where they were as they continue. Dark, Dark, Dark here in the WNYC studio.
I dance like this. times like this. I dance like this. Dance like this. A golden thread I spin. I dance.
Something for Myself is the song that was just played in the WNYC studio by Dark, Dark, Dark. I'm David Garland. We'll hear more from them in just a moment here on 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. This is Spinning on Air. I'm David Garland. Dark, 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 a band based in Minneapolis and in New York and in New Orleans, various members go home to different places, but come together to be this band. And they're here in the WNYC studio performing for us. And Marshall LeCount, you're going to sing on this next song. And tell me about your instrument, this electric banjo. Is it an old or new thing or custom made or what?
It's a new thing. It's made by a builder in Minneapolis by the name of Tom Neckville.
Good name for an instrument builder.
Neckville.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And for saying this over the radio, I'm expecting a check.
And you've got your banjo, your electric banjo, plugged into some few pedals, three or four pedals there.
Yes. I just started doing this. I was playing an acoustic banjo until probably earlier this year. And on this record, we used a few sounds that I wanted to start making live, so I got some effects pedals. Also with the introduction of the drums in the lineup, which is new to our last two recordings, between an acoustic banjo and the accordion and any number of other strange traditional instruments that we're playing, we needed to strengthen some of our signals. So
sure.
I took the banjo problem out of it for a live situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Essentially, electric instrument signal to my equipment that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah, sure. But it gives you all sorts of colors you didn't have before, I'm sure.
Right.
We get to go to outer space.
Yeah.
Nice place to go.
We get to freak out.
Where did the band name come from?
Is it fair? Do we just say that it was a joke at the time that stuck?
That's the truth.
It's either a long, boring story or it was a joke at the time that stuck.
Was your music described that way by anybody?
It was. It was generally more gloomy and often morbid back in 2006.
And very deliberately so?
Consciously so.
Yeah.
But also just that's what was happening. Yeah, that's what was happening in our lives, and that's what the music was reflecting.
Yeah.
And then it was sort of, we were talking about band names with the word dark in it, and Marshall said something like, don't you think it'd be funny if we were just called Dark, 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 Take It to the Extreme?
Uh-huh.
And I did think that was funny.
Well, now there's joy in the music as well as the darkness, I guess.
Thank you for saying so. I hope there is. Otherwise, we couldn't keep up with all this gloomy, with all this darkness after this many years. We had to start having a good time also.
Was the darkness of the early years, was music the way to get that out, or did you have to?
I don't know if we were getting it out or perpetuating it.
Uh-huh.
It's tough to tell. I'm sure it was healthy in some way, though.
For me, it seemed healthy.
All right, let's
Otherwise, what else are you going to do? Drink by yourself?
Better to play music with your friends, I think.
Yep.
But here's a song title that implies a kind of darkness. Heavy Heart is the song, performed by Dark, Dark, Dark here in the WNYC studio.
A room full of people, will anyone dance with me? My heart's heavy, will anyone dance with me?
Thank you.
Heavy Heart, performed here in the WNYC studio by Dark, Dark, Dark. Nona, what is your musical background? During the sound check, you were playing a little Debussy on the piano, and you really know your way around the accordion, not just the sort of piano-style keys of the right hand, but the buttons on the left.
I started playing piano when I was about 7. Mm-hmm. Took piano lessons at the community center. And
where was this?
In St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And I played for about 10 years until I went off to college. And then by that time, I was pretty sick of the piano, actually. And I had been trained classically, and I taught piano lessons, but I just wasn't enjoying... I just wasn't enjoying it.
Were you also writing songs at that time?
Not so much. I picked up the guitar and I would write some songs on the guitar, but mostly my performance then was playing in piano recitals, I had terrible stage fright. Uh-huh. So usually before the recital, I would forget the song and I would get up and I'd like have to start a few bars in because I couldn't remember the first note and I would just be shaking in my seat. Mm. It was terrible.
Why were you doing it? Despite the stage fright, was music doing something for you?
At that time, I liked the challenge of learning music theory. And I mean, I love music. I love listening to music and playing it. But basically, my mom was making me take lessons. And I feel really grateful that a few years later, I rediscovered the piano. And now I completely love it. And I'm glad that I had that background in piano so I didn't have to start learning when I was 23 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when did the songs come at the piano? Did that come easily? Was that all part of the return to the instrument?
Yeah. I think when we started playing music together about 4 some years ago, I had picked up an accordion that my roommate had. And because I had played the piano, I understood how the right hand went.
Sure.
And then the left hand came somewhat naturally to me.
Really?
Which was a surprise, and I thought it was funny. My family's Polish, and I grew up watching the Polka Channel on TV. And so I thought it was sort of a joke. I thought the accordion was sort of a joke, and that it was funny that I could play it. And then really quickly, I learned that I loved playing the accordion, and I was writing songs on it, and I started finding more music that had accordions in it and world music. And
sure.
Then how did the piano happen? The piano just happened naturally after that, where I found myself writing songs on the piano. I don't know how it happens. Just happened.
And is the sort of orchestral approach that you guys take, is that really important to you? Is it just sort of a result of the folks you happen to be making music with, or you wanted that sort of wide vocabulary? Because I understand there's sometimes trumpet and clarinet. You guys double on these instruments. Whether or not we'll hear them this afternoon, I'm not sure, but...
I think that we are quite intentional with our arrangements. Everyone that we play music with has been playing music in different ways their whole lives, and I feel like when we come together to write songs, we're all very specific and listening to what the song needs, not just everybody playing all of our instruments all the time, but being really sensitive to the needs of the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshall just started playing the clarinet a year ago or less, but he's really taken to it, and a lot of our new songs have clarinet. And it's exciting to have reeds and horns.
Yeah, yeah. And Todd, who's playing the bass, you mentioned that you guys have performed with a film, and you described quite an interesting setup for at least one performance that was on the West Coast. Can you describe that?
The most recent performance that we did was, the film is called Flood Tide, and we've all been a part of it in different ways in terms of music and on screen.
Uh-huh.
And most recently, I worked on an installation with a number of collaborators at an art event called the 01SJ Biennial, where we constructed a full-scale drive-in movie theater indoors out of wrecked cars and salvage materials. So you could sit in these wrecked cars that had been sort of made safe, and you could watch movies in this sort of drive-in theater made from scrap. And we screened the film Flood Tide in there, a version of it, and we performed a live soundtrack to that film. It was a really special space to do it. In some way, the idea for the theater grew out of the film.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what your average show looks like. Do you try to bring a theatrical aesthetic to all your performances?
I would say that we have two lives right now, and that we're really trying to push how strongly the music and the songs can speak on their own in our dark, dark, dark stage show.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing a lot of bodily kind of theatrics. I think that it's been a pretty conscious focus to really try to have the music speaking as strongly as it can.
But then the other life is the one that Todd was describing, mm-hmm. where you do create a mm-hmm. theatrical setting for your performances.
Right.
Cool. Let's hear another song from Dark, Dark, Dark. This one is called Bright, Bright, Bright. So, a push and pull happening here in the performance in the WNYC studio on Spinning on Air.
Thank you.
Bright, 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 performed in the WNYC studio by Dark, Dark, Dark. And as I listen to that song, I keep, I don't know, picturing some kind of film in my imagination that keeps getting overexposed, so all the details get washed away. It's kind of the nature of the lyrics there. You're saying, I wanted to tell you and I wanted to ask you, but then any kind of question gets buried in the repetition of the word bright, bright, bright. It's, again, kind of dealing with the unspeakable, I guess, the things that we can't quite manage to say, and then the music takes over. So just remarking on the way, nice way songs can come together, and the music fills in what the words leave blank.
Good remark.
We're going to continue with more in just a moment here on 93.9 FM WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm David Garland. This is Spinning on Air. I'm in the studio with Dark, 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 a band who's sharing their songs with us. Beautiful arrangements, wonderful songs, and their latest album is Wild Go. It's just newly released. And it was recorded in very much the manner in which they're performing this afternoon, right? I mean, some bands create an album by putting down a click track, then the drums, then one instrument at a time. It gets added very slowly and in kind of a mechanical process. But you guys all got together in a big room and played for this album.
That's right. We've done the other as well.
Uh-huh.
And didn't find it quite as pleasant an experience. This felt a lot more natural and like we were creating the sounds that we had hoped to together.
Yeah.
We never rehearse to a click track alone. We rehearse together and communicate with each other. So we had to do that for the record.
Is that hard with some of you living in different cities? You're coming together for this project pretty often these days, I guess.
Yes.
Is it kind of the main project for all of you?
We travel a lot, and
yeah.
Walter flies around a lot, and Todd flies around a lot.
And you catch them in nets. And,
right. We try to pick them up or drop them off when we can.
Uh-huh.
For example, Todd won't be continuing to Minneapolis on our final four or five shows. Because we were dropping him off at home in Brooklyn.
Oh.
The same with Walter, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, Walter and Todd, you both live here in New York? Todd,
huh? Yeah, I live in New Orleans. So
uh-huh, okay.
They are dropping me off here, but I'm getting on an airplane.
Well, I'm glad you can come together for this project. It's nice. It seems worth all the travel, because there's a nice exchange and interchange that's going on with what you're doing. I have been taking photographs, which I'll post in the usual place, flickr.com, flickr.com/photo/spinningonair. I took a little video of one of the songs, and if you guys are okay with it, I'll post that too on the page for tonight's program at wnyc.org. Just use the shows menu to go to Spinning on Air if it's not linked right there on the homepage.
As long as we look good. Everyone looking good?
Everyone looks good on the radio. We're going to have a song called Robert. Who is Robert? Is Robert a real person?
Yeah, he's a real person.
I don't think she's ever revealed more than that.
Loved one.
Yeah? Okay. Thank you.
don't have to turn around, no. And tell me where you're going, oh. Tell me where you're going, oh, oh, oh. Robert,
is it unfair of me to ask why Robert should keep his hands out of sight? Is that a song mystery?
Yep, for his own good.
Uh-huh. All right. Dark, 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 performing Robert here in the WNYC studio. And we have one more song, and it is one by the guy who first told me about your band, and that is Joe O'Connell, who records as Elephant Micah.
Yeah.
He was here a few months ago and mentioned that his song Wild Goose Chase had been covered by your band and that he really liked what you did with it and that he was very pleased that his songs were being covered in that way and told me that I should hear what you guys do. So I've heard, and today I really have had a chance to hear. And I'm glad. And you're going to play one of Joe's songs.
Yep.
How did you get to know Elephant Micah?
We have a bunch of mutual friends from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And after hearing about each other for a few years, we finally played a show together in Bloomington, Indiana. And I just fell in love with his music. I think that he's a brilliant songwriter. And this song always stood out to me, and I was really excited to... I guess I learned it just for fun, so I could play it on my own. And then one day Marshall heard me playing it, and he said that we should take it seriously and do it.
All right. And yet a couple of the band members are sitting down and not planning to perform on this one. Is this more or less a solo for you,
yeah,
Nona?
It started off as a solo piano song, and we'll do it differently each time. Brett and Walter are sitting in on it today, and when Marshall has his clarinet, he usually plays clarinet. Jonathan lays down some crazy cello stuff. Cello extravaganza. But
which is left to our imaginations in this performance, since he's not here with the rest of the band. But here's Wild Goose Chase by Elephant Micah, performed by Dark, Dark, Dark.
I do, and I love to ramble around. No, I don't I don't. And if that makes me a home-loving man, then I am, I am.
Goose Chase, the anti-ramblin' song, and a fresh point of view because of that. And it's a song by Elephant Micah, but performed by Nona Marie Invey and other members of the band Dark, Dark, Dark here in the WNYC studio. The other members are Walt McClements playing accordion in that. Nona was accompanying herself at the piano, and Brett Bullion is doing a nice job on the drums. And Todd Chandler has been playing bass, Marshall LeCount playing the electric banjo, and that is the band. Edward Haber's been the engineer. I'm David Garland, and I thank you for your performances.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you in here. And if there's time, we'll hear just a little bit of the brand new album, Wild Go. It's the latest from Dark, Dark, Dark. Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Please go to our website, wnyc.org. Find the page for tonight's program. You can watch a video of one of the songs from this session by Dark, Dark, Dark.
And the band has just given me permission to let you download the show for free. So help yourself and enjoy the music. WNYC.org. Use the show's menu to select Spinning on Air.